This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We are on day 6, and today's devotion is titled, The Whole Duty of Man or Woman. The whole duty of man or woman. Our scripture memory for today comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. It says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." Does that make you stop and think? I know it did me. Those verses are pretty powerful. It is our whole duty to fear God and to keep his commandments. In other words, we are to give God his due respect and reverence. We are to hold him up in the highest esteem. What does that really mean, though? How do we do that? How do we fear God and show him respect and keep his commandments? In the Bible, Paul says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." That's found in 1 Timothy 1:15. You know, I kind of imagine Paul as a pretty good guy. He had his problems, he had a past, he wasn't perfect. But, you know, after he began preaching and really walking with Christ, and as he grew closer and closer to Christ, he probably was a pretty good guy as far as the world was concerned. In fact, I mean, I can just imagine his congregation, you know, looking at him and thinking, "Oh, I wish I could be like Paul because he's so good." And yet, Paul says that he was the chief of sinners. He says he did the things that he didn't want to do, and he failed to do the things that he wanted to do. So why is it that he said he was the chief of sinners if he was such a good Christian? So I've found this in my own walk with Christ, that the closer I come to Jesus, the more sinful I realize I am. I see my sin so much clearer now than I did 5, 10, 15 years ago. It's a constant change. Jesus is constantly bringing things to my attention that need work. You know, when you first become a Christian, you give up all the obvious stuff. Then as you grow in Christ, which as Christians we should be continuing to grow instead of stagnating, you start to realize that even small things are sin. You know, the thoughts that I have might be sin. And Jesus brings those things to our attention. So I would imagine that even though Paul was a pretty good guy as far as the world was concerned, he knew his own heart, and he knew there was so much more he needed to work on. Years ago, I would have thought nothing of losing my temper or watching a violent movie or, say, being lazy. But today, I realize that those things are just as much of a sin as stealing or worshiping a false idol. It's not just the outward sins, it's the secret sins. The secret sins are just as heinous, if not more so, than those things that we do outwardly. The closer you come to Jesus, the more you will desire to keep his commandments. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." And that's found in John chapter 14, verse 15. As followers of Christ, we delight to do his will and want to keep his law. Or that's the way it should be. Because in 1 John 5:3, it says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous." Now, when we talk about commandment keeping, I'm not talking about working our way to heaven, because the only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. When we keep God's commandments, it's an act of obedience. It's an outpouring of our heart. It's our way of showing God that we love Him and respect Him. But there's nothing that we can do to earn our place in heaven. Jesus did that for us on the cross. When Jesus shed His blood, He did that so that we wouldn't have to die. Because when we break a commandment, when we commit a sin, it's sin that keeps us separated from God. You know that a sinful man cannot even look on the face of God without perishing. So it's that sin that separates us from God. And when Jesus returns to take us home to heaven, in an instant we will be changed. We will have a perfect body, a perfect mind and heart. And we will no longer have to be separated from God. And so every time we commit a sin, we are effectively separating ourselves from God. But it's by God's grace, by His sending His precious Son to die for us, that we can have eternal life. So like I said, keeping the commandments is an outpouring of our heart, of our love for Christ. So how do we come to a point in our lives where His commandments are not a burden? It starts by having a relationship with Christ. The first way we can have a relationship with Christ is through daily prayer. And we've been talking about this all last week. We discussed getting up early, having that time of prayer and devotion in the morning, studying the Bible, writing in our prayer journals. And that's one of the best ways we can have a relationship with Christ. Because, you know, if you're married, but you never communicate with your spouse, you're not going to have a really solid relationship. So through prayer, we can communicate with Christ. He can speak to us. We can talk to Him. And we get to know each other better. In Isaiah chapter 1, our sin is likened to a putrefying sore. In our sinful state, we're like a desolate city who has forsaken our King of Kings. It's time to acknowledge our sin and do away with it. We can praise God that He loved us enough to send Jesus to die on the cross for us. Isaiah chapter 1 verses 18 through 20 says, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it." Christ wants us to come and talk to Him, to reason with Him, and He wants us to know Him better. His gift to us is taking our sins and wiping that slate clean, giving us a robe of righteousness. We all have our own weaknesses, our own temptations, and our own struggles. But God has given each one of us a purpose. He wants us to follow His will for our lives. And through daily prayer, as we get to know Jesus a little bit better each day, we will be changed. Our character will become something beautiful. We will become a new creation. The second way we can have a closer relationship with Jesus Christ is through daily study. And this goes a little bit along with daily prayer. You might want to study the Bible during your prayer and devotion time in the morning, if you have time. Or you might want to set aside time in the afternoon or in the evening, or whenever you're able to find the time to really delve into the Word of God, to really study it for yourself. Learning to follow God's commands is a lifelong journey. It doesn't happen overnight. Nobody's going to be perfect the moment they become a Christian. And sometimes, if we've created really bad habits, or if we're used to doing things things a certain way, it could take a really long time for change to happen. But the goal in our Christian walk is to strive a little bit more each day to become more like Jesus. If you're not in God's Word on a daily basis, you're missing out on a tremendous blessing. There's so much to learn through God's Word. I remember when I first rededicated my life to Christ years ago, and I was studying the Bible, and I was just so excited about all the things I was learning. There's so much to learn. You can never get enough of God's Word. You will never learn everything there is to know about the Bible or about God. It's amazing to me that so often I may have read a story in the Bible numerous times over the years, and then I read it again, and He shows me something new. I learn so much every time I read God's Word. It's God's way of speaking to us. He shows us things that we need to know in that moment. If you find the Bible hard to read, I suggest you get a good version that's easier to read. I really enjoy reading the King James Version. I love to memorize scripture in the King James Version because it's so poetic. However, if I'm studying the Bible, I have found that reading the King James makes it a little bit harder for me personally because I have to really concentrate on the wording, and a lot of times I have to really think about what the verse is saying before I can move on to the next verse because it might have wording that is archaic and not really used anymore. So there's a lot of different versions out today that are in modern English that are very good. And, you know, you might want to go to a Bible bookhouse and flip through a number of versions and read different sections of it and see which one you like the best. It's good to have a Bible that really helps you to understand. If you're new to studying the Bible, like when I was growing up, I don't remember learning a whole lot about the Bible. I know I grew up going to church, but there wasn't a lot of Bible studying going on. So when I became a Christian or rededicated my life to Christ as an adult, I didn't know even basic stories. I mean, I knew about Noah and the ark. I knew about Jonah and the whale. But beyond that, my knowledge of the Bible was very weak. And I really recommend purchasing a set of the Bible story books. They're those blue books that you might see in, say, the doctor's offices or the dentist's office or at the hospital sitting there on the in the waiting room. We have a set in our house that we use with our children, and they're very, very good. The Bible story books are written to read aloud to children, and they're perfect for family worship at nighttime. However, you might want to read them to yourself during your devotion time. You will learn so much about the Bible and the stories in the Bible by reading the Bible story books. So we can have a closer relationship with Christ and learn to live and walk in obedience through daily prayer and daily study. And last, in order to have a closer relationship with Christ, we need to put those things that we have learned through our prayer and study into action in our daily lives. I mean, after all, if we're reading God's Word and we're talking to Him every day, but then we don't make a change in our daily lives, then prayer and study has been of very little value. The Bible says to pray without ceasing. So throughout the day, you can be talking to Jesus. Ask Him to help you with all those little things that come up during the day that are inconvenient or try your patience. He wants to be a part of your life. He wants to be there, right there with you, working alongside of you to help you live a life of obedience. By putting into practice those lessons we have learned, we'll begin to live a sanctified life. That doesn't mean you won't ever have a setback and totally mess things up. But you know, that's what's so wonderful about Jesus. Because no matter how many times we screw things up, if we come to Him with a heart of repentance, He is willing to forgive us to give us another chance. Christ looks at the heart. He knows whether or not you're living the Christian life in your heart or if you're just living it outwardly. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much for your grace and mercy. Lord, you know that we can't do it alone. And I just ask that you will give each precious lady who is listening today the strength and the courage and the will to live a life of obedience to you. Help us to follow you in our daily lives. Help us to get to know you better through study and prayer. Thank you for helping us when we need you most. In Jesus' precious holy name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled, God Answers Prayer.